Your need-to-know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. Now, here's your host, Sandy Max.
Thank you for joining me. How you doing on this Sunday? And we are in the thick of the holiday season. So, on today's What's on Tap, you're going to hear highlights from some holiday conversations with musicians, local singer and songwriter Joel Kopischke, who has a comedic take on Christmas songs. Also, Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Al Petrelli chats with me not just about music, but also Milwaukee food that he has fallen in love with. You'll hear about that. Also, nutcracking. So many nutcracker performances all around Wisconsin. I'll give you a quick rundown on those if you want to get your beautiful ballet fix and hear that wonderful classical music. Also, today, if you aren't already aware, there are some fun things going on. Holiday on the Hop downtown. If you've never been on the Hop, today's your day, because if you get on there, you get to tour around the city, see the lights, just enjoy the town, and also be entertained by live music. Holidays on the Hop gets going today at 3 o'clock with the Milwaukee Choristers singing, and then at 4:30, Sarah Fyrick, who's a wonderful local singer as well, who always writes original Christmas songs each year, has a lovely voice, so you can ride the Hop, and even better, a free holiday cookie, courtesy of the Baird Center and Levy Restaurants. And I'm telling you, Levy Restaurants and every event I've ever been at the Baird Center, delicious. So you can expect a tasty treat and a fun ride on the holidays on the Hop. That's also next Sunday from 3 till 5. And next Sunday, the J.L. Russell Jazz Trio. So get your music on the holidays on the Hop. Big holiday doings in Waukesha today as the annual Waukesha Christmas Parade will step off at 4 o'clock. And all around Wisconsin, you can see the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train stopping this evening and tomorrow to spread holiday cheer. The train is all aglow, full of colorful lights, and stops at different towns with entertainment, live music performances by band The Lone Bellow and also singer Tierra Kennedy. And it's free, and they do it, this is their 26th year, to collect food for local food banks. So the scheduled towns and times for today: Wauwatosa stopping at 4:15, Heartland at 5:45, Oconomowoc at 6:45, Watertown at 8, and Columbus at 9:15. And then tomorrow, you can see the train again. Portage at 1:15, Wisconsin Dells at 2:45, Mauston at 4:15, Toma 5:30 tomorrow night, Sparta 6:50, just before 7 o'clock, and the last stop for the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train in La Crosse, 8:30 tomorrow night. So many ways to get your holiday spirit going, and thank you to all the good people who dropped off toys at Capco's Kids to Kids Toy Drive in Grafton yesterday. So many kids are going to have a better Christmas because of your kindness, and if you still haven't had a chance to donate a new unused, unwrapped toy yet, you have another chance. Wednesday night, you're invited to join me, Jessica Tai, and Jeff Sherman for another WTMJ Trivia Showdown night brought to you by Quizmaster Trivia. Waukesha, Wednesday night at North Pillar Brewing. Come on out. Bring your family, bring your friends, and bring a new unwrapped toy. And if you need some toy shopping inspiration, I chatted with Michael Stuhlmacher at Winkies in Whitefish Bay. Here's some, maybe some idea generators for you. What's special about toy shopping at Winkies?
Well, it's just a wonderland of fun things. Kids' faces light up the second they come in the store, and parents too. It's just exciting to actually see and touch and feel all the toys, you know.
Are there ones that kids tend to gravitate to these days?
Well, right now they're gravitating towards these neato, squishy toys. Sensory items are really all the rage right now.
Sensory?
Anything you can touch and feel and fidget with for adults and kids.
What is one of the sensory toys that you brought in? Neato?
Neato.
N-E-E-D-O-H.
All different shapes. They mush around. And
I would say they're almost they're like a stress ball.
All have different textures and feelings. It is like a stress ball. You have the ice cube.
It looks like an ice cube, and it's smooshy and a teeny bit sticky. So sensory toys. And what exactly is that sensory toy category that's trending right now?
It's a large category because it's so broad. There's so many different things that can be considered a sensory toy. A Rubik's Cube can be a sensory toy.
And now they're making Rubik's Cubes in what shape is this? A rhomboid?
This is a cube, and it is...
Looks like a diamond almost.
Yes, and they come in all different shapes. There's ones with no color on them.
That would be a bit of a challenge.
Right, and there's also, there is actually one that's heat sensory, where you touch it and they change its colors.
Ooh.
When you touch it. So they make them more challenging and challenging.
So sensory toys, and what's one of the classic toys?
What's old is new, always. It can be anything from board games, just playing a board game with your family is great, and puzzles are also something that have stayed popular in the last years. Trucks and cars and Hot Wheels and Transformers are popular right now.
What do you think of fondly when you think of Christmas time and toys?
I was a sports kid. I liked, just getting a new basketball or football or something like that, or sports cards and stuff like that. I love Nerf. Yeah, basketball hoops and stuff like that. Yes, and those are still popular. They're a lot nicer than they were when I was a kid.
They've evolved and improved.
Yes.
Michael Stuhlmacher at Winkies in Whitefish Bay. You remember the toys that made you happy as a little kid or as a teenager? Shop before Wednesday, then bring that toy with you to our WTMJ Trivia Night, brought to you by Quizmaster Trivia. Jeff, Jessica, and I would love to see you in Waukesha at North Pillar Brewing. Join us on Wednesday. All the details are at WTMJ.com. Local singer, songwriter, and actor Joel Kopischke's twist on tunes for the holidays, next on What's on Tap.
Welcome back to What's on Tap on WTMJ.
Put on my corn cob pipe and a button for my nose. Touchdown on the land of your front yard in the middle of a blinding snow. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Wait, do I have feet? No, I'm frosted a snowman. I guess I just slide on down the street.
All right, the radio debut of a fresh fallen snow, a fresh parody song from Joel Kopischke, my guest in the studio here on What's on Tap, a very talented singer and a very clever songwriter, and you're an actor and a performer. How are you, Joel?
I'm doing well. How are you, Sandy?
I am happy to see you, and I'm happy to see you completely dressed, looking like Santa is visiting.
Yes, I have the full beard, don't I? I look quite like the old man himself.
And you sound like him. Wonderful. And then it's balanced out with, did you say this was a fresh delivery, your t-shirt?
Yeah, my fresh Muppet Christmas Carol t-shirt. I did not have it in time to see we saw the movie with the MSO on Saturday.
How wonderful.
It was fantastic, of course. Kermit looks as young as ever. He still nails his performance. So
I love that you're going to see music like with the MSO and the movies, blending pop culture with classical music. And this is something that you do, bringing that pop culture, but all different styles of music, because you have two albums before a fresh album. So first of all, tell me about the song we just heard.
I have this weird kind of track that always is running in my head, and I'll hear a song. I'll say, oh, that's a great song. I wonder how it could ruin it. And with all my holiday shenanigans. So, it's one that just came to me. It's such a great iconic tune. And I know other folks have done parodies of it. I think SNL did a parody of it. And it just came together, and we tried it out, and audiences just loved it. It's one of the weirder little journeys that my lyrics have taken. So, hopefully folks will enjoy it.
And the title, instead of Walking in Memphis,
it's Spirits of Christmas. So it starts being about Frosty, and then it adds in the other kind of magical beings all associated with Christmas. And there's a line in there that it's at one point, it's like, there are more ghosts for Christmas than for Halloween, you know? So we just kind of deal with all of that. So have a fun little ride with it.
I love this creative outlet for you. And will there be more new music from Joel Kopischke for the holidays?
There's always more. I wrote one the other day, and we're already have the set lists planned for all our live shows. So it'll be like, okay, that goes in the box for next year. We'll see. We're dropping this single, and I don't think we'll get another song out this holiday season, but we got plans for next year.
I look forward to playing it in its entirety. I'm working on a Christmas music show, so this will have to be part of it.
Oh, fantastic.
Or the song you need to hear. But you mentioned upcoming performances, so you're performing holiday songs.
Wednesday and Thursday we'll be at Waukesha Civic Theater, downtown Waukesha, the fabulous old Grand Theater down there. Tickets are available for that one. We've got good tickets sold, but lots still available.
What does one expect at a Joel Kopischke Christmas show? Are there traditional favorites? Are they all parodies?
It's like a party with music. The band is fantastic. They deserve a better fate than playing on my silly pop songs. David Bowie, Neil Diamond, Barry Manilow, Sonny and Cher. Our first album was I Got Yule Babe, so we always do that one.
Like the Yule log. It's very punny.
Thank you.
I Got Yule Babe.
Bob Dylan, all sorts of different styles. New songs. We do a parody of Shut Up and Dance with Me, so even some newer tunes. So, yeah.
I Got Yule Babe, and then I'm going to hold up Ground Control to Santa Claus.
Yes, indeed.
I will say it's Weird Al-ish, and I mean that as a huge compliment,
because when
you hear a Weird Al parody, he gets clever lyrics in there, sure, but he gets the musical styles down so well. And your Ground Control to Santa Claus, David Bowie song, wow, does it capture the musical essence and your vocalization.
Well, thank you. And some of that is, I had a fantastic producer for this album, and he produced the single as well. He's one of my best friends. He's a bass player here in Milwaukee, and
give him a shout out. Oh,
his name is Chris Kringle.
That's right. I walked right into it.
That's his real name. I knew him. We were good friends for about a year, and I said, "So, what's with the name?" And he just said, "You'd have to know my dad." So. he did a great job of really kind of putting those sounds together.
Will Chris Kringle be playing with you in Waukesha?
He will indeed be playing in Waukesha, and usually the band dresses up either ugly sweaters or other fun things in the crowd. It's a big party, and it's a chance to, like, blow off some steam. Folks can get a little stressed around the holidays. If you got a couple hours, come out. We're just going to have a great time.
Joel Kopischke in the studio with me here on What's on Tap. We'll talk more creative Christmas music next.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
We fell, but before I fell, you and me, yeah, let's have some fun. Now we're riding in Christmas. Frosty Angels, Bailey on a snowmobile. Riding in Christmas. But is any part of this really real?
A twist on Christmas music. You can always rely on that. Local singer and songwriter extraordinaire Joel Kopischke joins me in the studio here on What's on Tap, and that is part of your new song, Spirits of Christmas.
Indeed.
Inspired by Walking in Memphis.
Yeah. And this is the first time anyone's hearing it. There's, even members of my family haven't heard it yet, so we're still working out the final mix. And it should be ready to officially drop in the next day or two.
Ooh, how exciting. Thank you for sharing it with me and WTMJ fans.
Thanks for inviting me on.
But there is a thrill to hearing your music in a different way, not just in the studio, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so great. I released the album I Got Yule Babe and Ground Control to Santa Claus, and some of those songs got picked up by XM and Dr. Demento, which is like the gold standard of parody songs. And
I would say that had to have been high praise when you find out Dr. Demento, when you make the cut for that.
Oh, yeah, that was. Because, Weird Al is clearly the master of the genre, and we all aspire to be like Weird Al when we do this stuff. So,
have you ever connected with Weird Al?
I did meet him a few years ago. He had one of his tours coming through. I saw the tour. It was fantastic. It was all his original, none of his parodies. It was all his, even his originals are parodies of a style. Saw him, it was great. And then the next day, one of his band members was doing a show at Shank Hall. And we went to see that. And Al was there. And I talked to him for a minute or so. So I tried not to overstay my welcome, but
how
it was great.
Cool, but just to experience him and be able to connect with another creative mind.
Yeah, and just told him that what an inspiration he's been, really, the way he approaches the music. He's such a fantastic musician. Doing that concert, hearing him do these other songs, it's like he could have been a lead singer of a big band, a huge rock band. He's such a fantastic vocalist, and you don't even necessarily notice it when he's doing the parodies as much.
Because he's emulating other people.
He's emulating other people or playing with his own thing there, but doing all these songs back to back, and just, he's astounding. Really fantastic.
I'm so glad you got to experience him up close. And now when you meet him again, you can say, hey, remember I met you at Shank Hall?
Yeah.
Now let's work together, buddy. Yeah. What song was it that Dr. Demento decided was worthy of
There were a couple of them on the first album that he gave airplay to, and I don't remember even now that, because the first album was almost 20 years ago.
It's been a minute, yeah. And yeah. I also love that you have created Festivus songs, a holiday that originated right here.
Indeed, yeah. There's a Festivus song on the first album and one on the second album. And then we, you know, every year I write some new tunes and we perform those live. And there's been, I think, maybe two more Festivus tunes that we've done live. I think I might be the best-selling Festivus-themed artist of all time. It's possible.
That's a good honor
maybe
to have.
Maybe top five. Definitely top five. So.
Well, and just like you were talking about how spectacularly talented Weird Al Yankovic is, and obviously hiring the right musicians and right producers to get the right sound. You mentioned you're working with bass player and producer Chris Kringle,
Indeed.
Local musician. You can't make that up. But who else have you worked with to really help you come up with these fun inspirations, but really have them come to life the way you hear them in your head?
Well, a lot of it is just, like I said, I've got these, you know, I'll hear a song and sometimes it'll be on this list of, oh, I'd love to do a parody of that because it's such a great song. So you start from that point. And then sometimes people bring me ideas. We're doing one or two Chapel Roan songs this year because my kid's 30 years old and they're like, you got to do Chapel Roan this year. And I'm like, okay.
Chapel Roan owned Lollapalooza this year.
And I'm like, okay, first I will Google who Chapel Roan is. And then and it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard that song. Great. And so it's one of the songs I won't be singing on, but I've got amazing singers. There's 9 of us for the show in Waukesha. We've got guitars and keyboard, drum, bass and singers. So it's a full production.
Joel Kopischke's annual Christmas party. Is there an official title for your concert?
I Got Yule, Babe.
Okay.
It's Joel Kopischke's I Got Yule, Babe. So.
And that is the 11th and the 12th?
The 11th and 12th, Waukesha Civic Theater. If you're in Milwaukee or on the east side or something, it's not that far and we'll be done in less than 2 hours. You can still get home, get to bed at a good time.
And where do people go if they want to freshen up their holiday playlist and they want to find Joel Kopischke music?
Well, I'm pretty much on all those streaming services, you know, raking in the fractions of pennies, you know, Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon Music, all those places you can.
But it's still good to have your music heard. I mean, Absolutely. Is it like any filmmaker makes a film so people will see it? A musician Indeed. Creates music so it can be shared.
Absolutely. So, and at my shows, I sell my CDs and it's all pay what you can. It's just like, whatever it's worth to you, take it, go, enjoy it. So.
Great stocking stuffer idea, too.
Indeed.
Yeah. Joel Kopischke, spell your name for everyone.
Kopischke.
There we go.
Got it on the first try.
Joel, thank you so very much for stopping by. I wish you a Merry Christmas and have a blast at your I Got Yule parties in Waukesha.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's one option for holiday entertainment this week in Waukesha. Non-traditional, comedically clever Christmas tunes to entertain you. When you're in the mood for the classic Christmas time story of Clara and her Nutcracker Prince, I can tell you where in Wisconsin you can get your sugar plum fix for Tchaikovsky music and beautiful dancing. Next on What's on Tap on WTMJ.
This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max.
I love that Tchaikovsky sound. Takes me back to being a kid. One of the holiday albums that we always played in the Sandy Max household. Little Sandy would like to dance around in the living room to the London Symphony album of the Nutcracker Suite. Always a family favorite in our home. So I am, and I grew up dancing, especially ballet. So I am a big fan of the Nutcracker. So when I started looking around, we have a lot of different nutcracking going on around here for the holiday season in Wisconsin. So I'll give you a rundown of the nutcrackers that I found. And then afterwards, you're always welcome to email at sandy@wtmj.com. If there's a nutcracker that I neglected, let's get to it. The Milwaukee Ballet, back with Nutcracker Drosselmeyer's Imaginarium, the new production that artistic director Michael Pink did a fresh take on the holiday classic, and well-received and back through the 24th at the Marcus Performing Arts Center. The praise includes the phrase, utterly spectacular, from the Chicago Tribune. So the Milwaukee Ballet's The Nutcracker, Drosselmeyer's Imaginarium, through the 24th at the Marcus Performing Arts Center. Madison Ballet's Nutcracker is December 13th through the 22nd at Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. Theater Ballet Arts, Nutcracker Ballet, December 14th at Platteville Municipal Auditorium. Dance Company's 46th presentation of the Nutcracker on December 20th and 21st at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center, with enchanting dances, beautiful costumes, and lavish sets. And the Nutcracker, the ballet at the Grand Oshkosh, presented by Valley Academy for the Arts. That is two weekends, December 20th and 21st, and also December 27th and 28th. Two more Nutcrackers to tell you about. Dance Wisconsin presents the Nutcracker December 21st and 22nd at Shannon Memorial Union, a 47-year Madison holiday tradition. And it's the only local performance that includes dancers, a live orchestra, and magical vocals from the Monona Grove High School Singers. That's December 21st and 22nd. Dance Wisconsin presents the Nutcracker. And one more Nutcracker to tell you about at the Payne Arts Center and Gardens in Oshkosh. Nutcracker in the Castle goes through January 6th. The beloved Nutcracker fairy tale returns to the Payne like a castle with an amazing, mesmerizing array of sights, sounds, and surprises. You can explore the settings of the entire Nutcracker story. You can either take a self-guided tour or take a guided tour. They even have candlelight tours in the historic Payne Mansion. And there is a giant Christmas tree. You can see the Land of Sweets. And you're also invited to visit the Sugar Plum Fairy's Cupcake Cafe for a scrumptious treat. And one more Nutcracker in Wisconsin to add to your social calendar for next weekend. La Crosse Dance Center's 35th Annual Nutcracker Ballet, December 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Viterbo University Fine Arts Center Main Theater. In this production, Maria is the little girl who receives a Nutcracker doll from her godparent Drosselmeyer on Christmas Eve. You can go along with Maria on her journey as she defeats the evil Rat Queen, travels through a beautiful snow-covered land, and revels in the colorful land of sweets. La Crosse Dance Center's 35th Annual Nutcracker Ballet next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Viterbo University Fine Arts Center Main Theater in La Crosse on Jackson Street. One of the most spectacular holiday traditions in Milwaukee returns December 22nd, Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Fiserv Forum. TSO original member and music director Al Petrelli chats with us next about what to expect on stage this year and the uniquely Milwaukee brand of food that also lures him back to Wisconsin every year. That's next on What's on Tap.
Welcome back to What's on Tap on WTMJ.
Undoubtedly, Trans-Siberian Orchestra is one of the most spectacular holiday traditions on stage in Milwaukee. For over two decades, the majestic music and massive video displays and lasers have thrilled and rocked families of fans. Fiserv Forum will be the place to be on December 22nd to experience TSO and this year's spotlight on the 20th anniversary of their album, The Lost Christmas Eve, with messages of forgiveness and reconnection. The band was started by a very prolific visionary producer and musician named Paul O'Neill. His creative intention is carried on by the band today. Trans-Siberian Orchestra guitarist, music director, and an original member, Al Petrelli, is nice enough to chat with me again this year on What's on Tap. Hi, Al. Are you ready to return to our city?
Milwaukee, you know, it's really a special, special place for us. Got to be 24 years I've been coming in. And there was a venue that we played. It used to have like a culinary institute. Because where are we now? The Fiserv Forum.
We'd Fiserv forever, Forum. Right? Bradley Center before that.
That was it. It was the brand. I thought it was the Bradley Center. But there was something to do with the Culinary Institute. Because I remember before we had our own catering company, we were dying on the road eating like tater tots and, you know, hot dogs. And we got there and it was like, whoever cooked this is getting free tickets for life. This is awesome.
The Bradley Center and Fiserv Forum are next to Milwaukee Area Technical College. And they have a great culinary school.
You know, it might have been that because it was like off the charts. And we've become such good friends with most of the people. There's a young lady named Jeannie who's been a security guard there since the first time we ever went. And all we do is swap stories about kids, grandkids, you know. It really is like a very hometown feeling crowd and staffing.
I love that. And somebody call Fritz Usinger. Let him know Al Petrelli is back in town.
That is like the crack of bratwurst.
We will be ready for you. We'll make sure they're stocked up so they've got plenty December 22nd.
Please do. You know, I order them online and they're delivered to my house a couple times a year. You know, I make sure I always have a couple pounds. Any barbecues or get-togethers, I'm doing that kind of thing. You know, I feel really bougie because I'm like, no. I had these delivered from Milwaukee and they're the best.
I love that that is still a tradition for you, as is Trans-Siberian Orchestra, a tradition in Milwaukee for just years. It's a show that stimulates all the senses for people who haven't seen the band yet. It's described in one of the press releases that I saw, the Who's Tommy combined with Andrew Lloyd Webber. And I'm like, throw in some pyro from Kiss and you've almost got it.
Well, I love the excitement in your voice, because if I'm saying it, I'm selling a show. If you're saying it, it's gospel, you know, and it's so much fun to talk to you.
Well, and I told you, I've seen the show from the front row after I saw the show. The first time I saw you was in the upper level, and it's a great viewpoint because you get to see everything. And because you have virtuoso talent on stage, but also above the stage, on cranes, on platforms that rotate all around the arena. There is no bad seat in the house, because if you're up close, you really get to see the musicians performing and hear the singers. And if you're up high, you get to see the full effect of the big screens and the lasers and the columns of flame.
Yeah, nothing says Merry Christmas like fire. Awesome.
Like a Yule log.
Yeah, kind of. I remember, like, when I was a kid, that would be on one of the local TV stations, just like somebody put a Duraflame log in a fireplace and put a bunch of Christmas carols to it. I'm like, okay, this is really depressing.
A Trans-Siberian Orchestra show is the exact opposite of a Yule log on your TV screen.
Thank you.
It's also fun to be around the audience, because so many families have made TSO shows a tradition. If you're a newcomer, you feel like you're part of the group. It's a very good vibe.
There's people who come back year after year after year, and I affectionately refer to them as our repeat offenders. You know, and they have made this a holiday tradition for their families, which is an enormous compliment and at the same time an enormous responsibility for us to make sure that we always kind of ride a very fine line between changing it up yet keeping it familiar. I'm always very careful about, you know, wanting to bring a bigger, better show back and changing it up just enough, because I want the familiarity, but I also want to keep people on their heels at all times, going like, oh, I can't believe they did that. Oh, that's so awesome.
What is new this year?
This year, we're going to do the third installment of Paul's Christmas trilogy, which is called The Lost Christmas Eve. A beautifully written story, great poetry, great songs, and we haven't done that piece in its entirety probably since 2012. The technology has increased so much that our crew, when they found out we're going to do this, they're like, dude, we're going to light this one up because we can do things now that we couldn't do back in 2012.
Sure.
There was a really interesting quote I read not too long ago from Leonard Bernstein. He was talking about Beethoven, and he said part of Beethoven's genius was that his music was very accessible, but never ordinary. And I found that to be really important, because that's Paul O'Neill in a nutshell. The music and the visual and the story is very accessible. Everybody gets it. But there's absolutely nothing ordinary about one of our shows.
That's an excellent applicable quote. And one of the songs from The Lost Christmas Eve, we all remember here in Milwaukee, because it was used in a Miller Lite TV commercial, The Wizards of Winter, where it's a neighborhood house that's synchronized all their Christmas lights to Wizards of Winter. And then, of course, the slogan, Enjoy the Lights. L-I-T-E-S.
Funny story behind that. So Paul, again, always pushing the envelope with production, he goes, listen, I want all the lasers and the lights to be synced up to the guitar solos and the piano ostinatos and all that stuff. And I remember, like, one of our crew chiefs says, you know, I don't know that we could do that. He goes, really? And he popped out his, whatever, iPad laptop at the time. And that was that guy's house, I think it was in Ohio, who had a ladder and a staple gun from Home Depot and synchronized it perfectly to the song. And the crew chief went, never mind, we'll do it.
Right. You're shamed into it. It's like, oh, okay.
Shame.
And now I am a huge music fan, and I have a vinyl collection. So with the Lost Christmas Eve album celebrating a 20th anniversary, you're releasing this album on colored vinyl.
Yeah.
Oh. So cool. You can get the two LP sets and a deluxe 20-page book. So this goes right back to the original listening to a record album, where I would pull out the lyric sleeve and you'd sit there for the first side of the album, then you have to get up and flip the other side of the album. But, you know, it was a very tangible experience. And you've got
It was fantastic.
Yeah. So you're going to recapture that with Rhino Records releasing special vinyl pressings, black vinyl cobalt, or crystal clear vinyl pressings. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're kicking it up a notch with the Ultimate Collector's Experience, a sculpted embossed sparkly foil gatefold jacket, and then solar flare colored vinyl.
Crazy cool. And you just hit it on the head. You know, when I was a kid and I bought Elton John's Yellow Brick Road, I knew I had about 21 minutes for each side of that record to play. And I was just, like, opening the double album up and all the cartoon-esque kind of drawings that were on it with all the lyrics. I mean, I just read it. ELP's Brain Salad Surgery, the artwork was so important, all the early Yes records. And Pink Floyd, I remember Dark Side of the Moon, I got two posters and a bumper sticker. I was like, this is awesome.
Before we had music videos and the touring became so theatrical, like a TSO show, that was the real artwork that you held in your hand and got to know the music through.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing is my older daughter, Olivia, who's just 13 years old, my wife and I got her a turntable, I don't know, about a year or two ago, and she has a huge stack of vinyl in her room now. She's such a teenager. I'll walk past, the door will be kind of cracked open, and she's like doing her hair or whatever, and she's listening to the Grease soundtrack. Takes me right back to 1970, I don't know, 6, 77.
Yep.
When I was a teenager in high school. And she's also a huge Elvis Presley fan. We had a road trip. We went to Graceland. She dressed up. She looked like Priscilla Presley, I'm telling you. We had the time of our lives, and we could share that together. Because when I was a kid, Elvis was really important. It was Elvis and Frank Sinatra in my house all the time.
I love the dad-daughter music experiences because, you know, I brought up Kiss earlier. My dad took me to see Kiss when I was 10 years old. That was my first concert, and that leaves an impression.
Yeah, it does.
And builds a love for music. Al Petrelli, we look forward to seeing you and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra back here in Milwaukee December 22nd, Fiserv Forum. And may Santa stuff some Usingers in your stocking before you get here.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, thank you.
TSO continues to be one of rock's most generous bands. $1 for every ticket sold goes to a local charity. And they've done this ever since they started touring. They're about to donate $20 million total over their career so far. Do a good deed and help your own community at Christmas time if you get a ticket for TSO. One of Trans-Siberian Orchestra's signature songs, full of emotion and electric sounds. It's a mashup of two Christmas carols, and it's the song you need to hear next on What's on Tap.
What's on Tap with Sandy Max is back on WTMJ. And now, feast your ears. This is the song you need to hear.
Most blokes are going to be playing at 10. These go to 11.
I'm Sandy Max. Sometimes a song isn't just a song, it's a story. And this one is a true story. This powerful Christmas song, it's a mesmerizing mashup of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen and Carol of the Bells by Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And it's a story told instrumentally without a single word. And the inspiration was the band seeing a lone cellist in a town square in war-torn Sarajevo, Bosnia in the 1990s. And this cellist in this town square that was just reduced to rubble took out his cello and performed classical music as war raged around him. The song is haunting and unfortunately still relevant considering wars happening around the world, including in Ukraine. Calm in the Chaos, Hope for a Harmonious Life. It's the title track from Trans-Siberian Orchestra's iconic holiday album, Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, 1224. It's the song you need to hear on What's on Tap, and you can see TSO perform it live December 22nd at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee.